The Bert Show.
So I have been trying to be a vegetarian. Yes, that's true.
I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Yeah, I'm not one of those crazy vegetarians. No offense, people, but come on. Now, anybody that's like overly passionate about something or new to something tends to be a little preachy about things. And so the whole reason I'm doing it is because of the movie Food, Inc. It is ironic that I got an email from a listener who just saw it last night and said, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you got to talk about this because I think I'm going to change my eating habits.
Really?
Well, it's more of... You know, because I come from farming families, so, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, I think my mother would be shocked because I still haven't talked to her about wanting to be a vegetarian. But Food, Inc. is basically about how the food industry is corporate America. I mean, it's corporatized, and that means that sometimes the product is not as good as it should be mm-hmm. in order to mass produce something. So, it's fine when you're talking about products and maybe there's glitch in a product and because it's overproduced, well... Mm-hmm. Food Inc. kind of shows you that the food we eat and the animals that we are eating are kind of mass produced and the things that they do to them in order to mass produce them. So it is a little disturbing, but Katie and I watched it a few months ago and we decided then, you know what, we kind of want to do the vegetarian thing just to try to be healthier. So, because there are definitely health benefits to that.
Of course.
And then we took a look at the way we eat, and especially if you don't cook for yourselves every night and you go out to either restaurants or fast food companies, then you really aren't getting the healthiest food. I mean, let's just be honest.
Well, we're all busy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And it's funny you say that, Wendy, because that is what is the hardest thing about trying to be a vegetarian. Because
The effort.
2 weeks ago, that was what worried me, is because I don't prepare a lot of food and I'm not a good cook. And Katie's, you know, the cook of the family. So we decided a couple weeks ago we were going to do this. A friend of ours is a vegetarian and she let us borrow the book, Eat to Live. And then mm-hmm. other people have, you know, suggested vegetarian books of other titles. But it's basically we just want to eat more fruits and vegetables. I mean, even if we end up incorporating meat into our, you know, food, it's fine. It's just more of being healthier. So we started last week pretty good. I mean, we bought all the vegetables, we bought the fruit. But the thing you got to do is, again, you got to prepare. Because the problem that we have is that to prepare the vegetables so that by the time you get home and you're hungry, I mean, there's a lot more prep to it.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I realized that one thing that would be very beneficial to my life, and I'm sure to a lot of other people's lives, is if you were a professional chopper, if all you did was go to people's homes and chop their vegetables, I guarantee you'd make a ton of cash because that's all I need. We have the veggies. We go get it. We get the big thing. I mean, I actually, My ProduceGuy.com. Mm-hmm. MyProduceGuy.com, you can have the vegetables and fruits delivered to your house, okay?
Nice.
And so I do that, and that's fine. So everything's good. There's the box, and it's in, and I open the
fresh.
Box, and it's fresh vegetables, and there they are, and I put mm-hmm. them in the fridge. And then they sit in the fridge. And so if I want to, go and chop my vegetables for salad, I'm starving. Do mm-hmm. I feel like chopping? No, I don't feel like chopping. I feel like going to a fast food store.
Or you just reach in, you have a handful of like Ritz crackers.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm trying, but the problem is that I'm not quite good at the whole preparation thing.
Well, there's that chopper thing I see on TV late nights because I always want to buy it waking up on Sunday. Why not get like one of those kind of choppers?
It's still the labor of chopping.
But it only takes, according to the little thing, 3 minutes.
I have never owned a chopper that that did the job as well as it should.
Well, those infomercials.
Or it shreds it to this little, whatever. Maybe I'm just not getting the right chopper. But
Jessica
still, it's taking the time to do it.
Jessica has one, and it's the loudest. It's a hand chopper. I don't know if it's that one that's on TV or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it scares the dog. The dog is scared of thunderstorms and this chopper. And you know when she's making something that involves mm-hmm. like chopped up nuts or vegetables or something, because in the kitchen, it sounds like she's hacking up a body.
I'm admittedly, one of the reasons I didn't, worried about trying to be a vegetarian is because it takes, I won't do it. I'm not a food person. I hate the kitchen. I hate food preparation. I hate the whole thing. So, if there was somebody that said, I'm a professional chopper, I would actually hire you
to come
and do it.
It's annoying to prep food.
Chelsea, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What's going on?
I was going to say I was a vegetarian for a little while, and I actually didn't find it all that difficult to do because every restaurant you go to, they're always going to have a vegetarian option.
But what about dining at home?
Well, I mean, I'm still going the frozen route, but, you can do Boca Burgers and... things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want something quick, if it's a frozen meal or a can of soup, you can still do.
But she's eating enough.
Do you want,
it's eating enough.
Chelsea, do you want her to come over to your house and chop your foods?
No. It's eating. I mean, it's eating enough of it. Yes, we have frozen vegetables. I mean, you know, in the freezer and everything. But it's just making sure you eat enough fresh fruit and vegetables. And I love raw vegetables. And Katie, you know, doesn't. So we kind of have to incorporate the cooked and the raw and whatever. But it's just now. And one of the things that I'm scientifically wanting to test this, because I go to get my labs done every month because I'm a kidney transplant recipient. So I feel like I could, you know, physically see the difference in my lab work on whether the diet actually is better for me or not, you know? It's just a matter of doing it.
Hey, Chef Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just calling to make a suggestion on an easy transition in between it. Why don't you get all your produce on one day and then have, like, a night where you prep it? Do all your cutting, and then the food can hold throughout the week.
I mean, that sounds logical, and I think you're absolutely right. And that sounds good. It's just doing it.
The process.
It's actually doing it.
Because it's just time consuming, and we are busy. We're here. Wake up early. We take naps.
It's like, oh, I'll do it on Sunday. Sunday will be my big prep day. No, it doesn't
work.
No,
you want to sleep.
No, I end up sleeping and going to a patio to go eat.
Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hey, I've got actually two tips for you.
Okay.
The first thing is get you a really good knife and just one of those little small, like, Black & Decker chopper doppers.
Okay.
Things like onions and bell peppers and stuff like that. That can go in the chopper dopper. But a really good knife will make things like cutting carrots and tomatoes less messy.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, those days you go shopping, get, like, all those vegetables, chop them up that day, and put them in Ziploc freezy bags, because a lot of that stuff you can freeze.
Okay.
And so it's easy. So I have to do is go in the freezer, just pull out a bag of, I don't know, what, onions. I mean, onions, bell peppers. God, the list goes on. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of right now. But just all that stuff, freeze it. Chop it and freeze it the same day.
Is it called a chopper dopper? Is that your nickname? Or is that your pet name for it?
If you, I call it a chopper dopper, but if you go to, like, the cook's warehouse and just let them know, I just need a little small chopper for, like, things, because onions, nobody wants to cut onions.
Right.
And so tell them you need something for that. And the Black & Decker ones, all it takes is, like, you put the stuff in, you just cut it in quarters, drop it inside, two little pulses, and it's done. And that's all you need. And then a really good knife, definitely go to Cook Warehouse, because they'll walk you through all that stuff and get you a good Mustafa knife. Those are great. They come in different sizes. You can get you invest in a good set, because once you do that, you don't have to worry about it, because that's what makes cutting vegetables suck, is when you have crappy utensils.
Right. Well, thank you so much for the suggestion. And I'm going to call mine the chopper dopper.
I'm so glad you clarified that, the chopper dopper, because how foolish would you have been?
I know. And I like the chopper dopper. Like,
what?
Well, just foolish, like I always feel if I go into a cook's warehouse or anything that has to do with any kind of kitchen, anything. God.
People are all calling up with more options. Hey, you can go gluten and wheat-free too, Melissa, in case being a vegetarian wasn't
just baby steps. But I truly
good for you though.
Admire vegetarians and vegans especially.
That's got to be even more tough. You
I
can't
admire
eat anything
to not have any dairy products or anything. I mean, that takes a lot of work, and now I understand the discipline and the prep work it takes.
And just for the people who are going to email the suggestions, because I'm seeing the calls coming in, you should try pressure cooking, you should try this, you should try canning, all that stuff.
But I got to take the time to do it.
Yeah, what you're missing is the point of this whole conversation was Melissa is too lazy to cut things. So don't have her go pressure cooking and stuff like that.
And one last thing, if you, in this recession, if you're looking for a new job, I guarantee if somebody was a professional chopper, you would get clients. You would get clientele.
Call yourself the chopper
dapper. That's right.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.